WUWM and MPTV are spending 6 months exploring Wisconsin's high rate of black male incarceration. The state leads the nation. At the time of the 2010 census, one of every eight African-American men here of working age was behind bars. One issue that has repeatedly come up during our conversation so far is driver's licenses. We report on links between driving and prison. Jordan Fox says people sometimes call him Miss Daisy because he drives so slowly. He says he doesn't want to attract police attention. The 26-year-old says he lives on Milwaukee's south side, but fears getting stopped when he heads north, where his kid's mom lives. He calls it the pullover zone.
I got pulled over coming from dropping my daughter off at school, and he told me I didn't have my seatbelt on. So he pulled me over, and he says, your license are suspended.
Fox says the court had suspended his license for failing to pay tickets. In one incident, he picked up numerous citations from a single officer.
He gave me seatbelt, he gave me tinted windows, he gave me the cracked windshield, a bald tire, driving while suspended, and no insurance.
We have very aggressively suspended and revoked licenses for people for failure to pay fines. In effect, driving while poor.
That's UWM researcher Lois Quinn, co-author of the study earlier this year on the state's high black male incarceration rate. It found that in recent years, 90% of the African-American men in Wisconsin's prisons did not have a valid driver's license. What contributes to the problem, in her opinion, is that Milwaukee police concentrate patrols in areas where primarily low-income black residents live. Police Chief Edward Flynn defends the practice of focusing on areas where criminal activity is taking place, and he says officers can use discretion.
80% of the people we stop don't get a citation. We are obviously in positions where if somebody does something truly reckless and we stop them, or if they don't have a license, we're kind of left holding the bag. If we stop, you don't have a license, we can't say, you know, go and drive.
Flynn says the goal of traffic stops is to protect people. David Liners is with Wisdom, a coalition of faith groups working to reduce the prison population. He says minor traffic violations can be part of what causes some people to spiral downward.
Traffic tickets all by themselves aren't what land people in prison, but they're just one more straw, one more burden that gets laid on people who are having a hard time making a go of it.
For example, if you don't have a valid license, you might face a tough time getting or keeping a job. That's where some say there's another link between driver's licenses and black male incarceration. Angela Catania is program supervisor for the Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability in Milwaukee. It helps people with outstanding tickets find ways to pay them off. Catania says many ex-offenders have to drive if they want to create a better life for themselves.
Many of the manufacturing jobs have moved outside of the city of Milwaukee and into even outlying counties, and the public transportation system just doesn't really get there. So that really does leave the only option of driving if you do want to try to get to work, but then you're still risking getting pulled over.
Catania says drivers who don't make payment arrangements may end up with a warrant for their arrest. It could show up on criminal background checks employers conduct.
Employers will often use a driver's license as a measure of responsibility when screening applicants. So even if it's a non-driving job, they'll say, well, this person has a valid driver's license and this person doesn't. The person that has the driver's license must clearly be more responsible.
And joblessness is cited as a major contributor to crime. One Milwaukee resident working with the Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability is Jordan Fox. That's the man who says he's earned the nickname Miss Daisy for driving so slowly. He racked up more than $4,000 in fines related to traffic stops. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.